Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
The moment you understand that you are a beginner, do you understand? Your antennas must go up. Do you understand? When I say your antenna must go up, you must be careful. Do you understand? You must be careful. There are things that run in families. There are patterns, trends in families. If you know that, based on A, B, it has happened to my grandfather, it has happened to my father, it's likely to happen to me, you take caution. Hello? Yeah. Number one, when people or when you are made like an angel, there is the deception for you to become proud. You see, I'm always connecting the novice, being a novice, to a proud person. And you see, the pride is what we don't want. Because see, if at your age you have become proud, suddenly we are off. There's no hope for us. Look at how we are suffering on you. Look at how we have to kidnap you to be here on a Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning. Then we have tried that. Now that you have become a human being that will get use of you, you say you have left the church. You are leaving the church. A lot of people have left the church. I'm sure here too, there are people who have left, even in saved church. I've left. My mother said, I shouldn't come here again. My father said, I shouldn't come here again. Now, when people are raised to the level of angels, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 15. Ezekiel 28, verse 15. How close at the point, you go and have lunch and come. He said, thou was made perfect in thy ways from the day thou has been created till iniquity was found in you. Bible said that Lucifer was made like an angel. Because you are a beginner and we have hyped you, we have clapped for you, we have consistently told you that you are beautiful. You see, there are people who are beautiful, they know they are beautiful. And there are people who are beautiful, they don't know. We have to tell you that you are beautiful. Because last time, you won Hills Crown International School Queen, and they put some plastic something on your head that you are the queen of the school. Since that day, we have not known peace. That thing called peace. Your mother cannot send you again because we've never seen a queen being sent before. Nobody sends a queen. Queen. My high church pastor, her name is called Queen. Wow. Just Queen. That's it. Yeah. Because we have elevated you to the status of a queen. Some of you too, even at a very young age, you know you are beautiful. Oh, you know. Hey, madam, move to the left in the name of Jesus. In the name of that. Sit down. When I'm preaching, nobody, I told you nobody should move. Where are you going? You want to wee-wee? Don't wee-wee. Drink water. It will go, okay? Every sickness, water helps you. Water, I'm telling you. I told you I'm a medical doctor. Water solves every problem. Because the moment you become dehydrated, do you understand? It is the root cause of all the problems. Dehydration is not good. So drink a lot of water. Do you understand? The weather is also not good. Thou was perfect in thy ways. And some of you too, you know when you can sing well, you know you can sing well. You have the voice. It is not like some of us that the voice is cockroach voice. We are struggling to under. You see, there are people who struggle to sing. There are people who struggle to sing. But there are people, when they take the microphone, it is effortlessly. Do you understand the English word? Effortless. They don't struggle. Some of you come here to sing, you forget the words. There comes a time. There you know. But the real, I'll take it again. I'll take it again. I don't wanna be a waste singer. You know, this type of singers, this type, we've struggled with you. We've struggled with you. I don't. Dancing stars, you came here. Everybody was going like this. You went like this. By the grace of God, somebody was behind you and pulled you inside. Then you know that we're going this way. Like you were off. Today, you tell us that dance God says, come and back him. Dance God. So you are dance God. Dance God. Yeah. So the first pride is when you attain the status of an angel. We have hyped you. Yeah, we have hyped you. Like I'm saying, who, look, I have classmates. When I mention their name, you will never know them. I went to school, so I have classmates. I have classmates. Classmates. When I mention their name, you never know them. How come you know me? Somebody has created a church, and we are all preaching inside the thing. Then tomorrow morning, you see today in the Reverend EK, clap, clap, clap. Tomorrow morning, let my foolishness come and say that I'm leaving UD. I'm going to start another church. Run for your life, or House of Miracle, House of Miracle International College. You see whether, you see that when you see me on Facebook, if when I post that, you even like it. Even like it. When you have been raised to that standard, when we are clapping for you, when you are singing, we are clapping for you, we are clapping for you, we are clapping for you. Hey, when we came in the morning, see that I was on a long call. Hey, plenty issues. Some of them were people that Bishop Oko laid his life down for. They have left the church. They have left. When those days when we say saved church, when they have all left. So as you are sitting down here, don't think, that's what I'm saying, that we are doing this book to immune you. There's something we call immunization, to immune you so that you will not go that way. My classmates, who has started church, it's not easy for the boy. Sometimes he will see me on Facebook and say, hey Charlie, you are doing the ministry. I say, brah. It depends on who your father is. Look, the guy, he can work clerical. You see that? It's like he suffocates, he's about to die, but what shady. Nanum cry, so he was wearing turtleneck. I'm also a reverend. Look, my cleric, a woman, then I remember that I'm a reverend. But he has to wait every Sunday to remind the people that he's a reverend. Now, if we have anything official in our church, then I get angry. If I have to wear clerical, then I get angry. Hey, one time, you see, when you wear clerical, it restricts you from so many things. Hey, sometimes some people invited me that I should come and do some talk. Hey, when I was going, I wore clerical. They gave me high table. Man of God, they gave me high table. So the high table, the people that I was coming to, when we finished, they were eating. Oh, banku and okro stew. One guy, when I look into the okro stew there, Wele was like A4 sheet. Wele, see who Wele no. Anna, man of God, your mommy, you see this cup, this small cup, no coffee. Then I was sipping that thing. But inside me, I say, a dream cry. What at all is this reverend thing? I'm with the hamaji. Oh, like by now. Oh, some funeral be too, we went. I like they were serving the people. So I told the people that, Charlie, you know what? I removed the thing. I said, bring some behind the house. I didn't cry now. Reverend. Then I went, you see, I went for a certain engagement. The engagement when I went. So I was officiating the engagement with another Methodist pastor, some reverend B. So you see that this engagement, the people come in, then they are dancing. When the people started, when they were coming, they brought some song, the song hit me like this. So I decided to stand up and I said, hey, me a reverend, no. This is me too, me book, I cry. He said, because when somebody video you right now, they put you on Facebook, Lighthouse Reverend. What say, I'm sorry, no. Because me so as a bonino, me pay as a bonino. We have raised you to that standard. See how you have become an angel. It was that angel Lucifer became that made Lucifer feel that he and God are equal. At no point should it occur to you that you and your mother are equal. I'm telling you. You and your mother. No, some of you, you know that you are more beautiful than your mother. You know it. Even when you see your mother picture and you to your picture, you know it. But I say, don't let it enter you because you are a beginner. One day, you see that you look like her. You look like her. Or even worse. See your mother, no, you start despising her. Your mother speaks English, you know, you are correcting her. Hey, amen. It doesn't. Then it does. Me, myself, I doesn't come. Hey, mine, I doesn't come. Some of your mothers too, omo brofo no say, and I doesn't come. Then I doesn't come. Somebody was asking, what's the difference between passed on and passed away? And they said that when you are a poor man and you die, you have passed away. When you are a rich man and you die, you have passed on. Clap for Jesus. That's the difference. Then when you are a rich man and you die, we bury you with casket. But when you are a poor man and you die, we bury with coffin. Yeah. There's difference between a washroom and a bathroom. A bathroom, when your soap falls, you can pick it. No, a washroom, when your soap falls, you can pick it. But a bathroom, when your soap falls, you see the soap like this, it has become part of the bathroom, you can't pick it. What's the difference between fragrance and fragrance? The same spelling, different pronunciation. Nine's aromatic smell is called fragrance. Then the other one is called fragrance. Hey, I'm a kind bro. For read grammar. Fragrance. So you don't say body odor. You say it's called fragrance. Fragrance. We don't want the person to feel bad. Oh, Charlie, your fragrance. Fragrance. Your fragrance is fragrancing. Today you are not fragrancing. Then the person and I say, hey. So today you are fragrancing. Amen. You are made perfect. As you are sitting here, we are making you perfect. We are teaching you how to have your quiet time, how to be a correct Christian and all that. Do not let pride arise in you because you are just a beginner. Number two. Another way, the second way to become proud is when you have been ordained. Verse 14. Please give me verse 14 of this. Verse 14. He said, you were anointed. You were, you, verse 14 of Ezekiel 28. He said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I've set thee so that thou upon the holy mountain of God, thou walkest upon up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. An anointed, you are what? An anointed cherub. Anointed. Some of you, when we anoint you, you become proud. Okay? There is a way anointing makes people proud. Because you see, anointing makes you nice. And sometimes the deception is that I can't make it. So at a point, the devil became so proud. I can gather people. Hey! There's one of our safe teachers who has left. And he's doing saved. He has left the church, but he's doing saved. The struggle. The struggle. The struggle. I'm telling you. Look, there's a lot of struggle out there. Recently, one of our safe teachers who left our church with the husband, they started a church. And then he called me and then he told me that, oh, Bishop Oko's book, he wants to come for some. When he came to my office, he said, Reverend Ike, it is not easy outside UD. I said, what does he mean? He said, I don't know what it means, but it is not easy outside UD. It's not easy. You think it is easy? You think it is easy? Try it and see. Try it and see. You think every church is a church? Some churches are game centers. Some of you, the churches you left before you came here, you can tell that you went to church, there was no pastor. Look, it's here that children's ministry has become nice. Oh, those of you who were in other churches, you see how it was. You go, they share toffee for you, and they close you. I stopped sharing toffee in my church long time. Father Abraham has many sons as Father Abraham. I am one of them, and so are you. So let us pray the left. Father Abraham has made this. You would do that, Father Abraham, because the children's church start at 7:30 to 8:30, 1 hour, and they close you because the adults are coming to worship God. I've been preaching for the last 2 hours. You are still here. I can continue like this to tomorrow morning. I am not tired. You are not tired. Yeah. No, if Oyibi says, Waba Wabia, is this your house? Is your house? You Wabia. Yeah, I better kai the alcohol now. Waba Wabia. Waba Wabia. Waba Asha. And they just a mupe baby man. And I say, Waba Wabia. But I, Yaba Mufia, you see, Waba Wabia. See, I free Agboga. Agboga, will you walk here? You go. Yeah. Save church. And so, after we have made you, we have turned you into a good Christian, you are telling us that God is calling you out of this place. You see, some of you, be careful. Eh? You see, this thing I'm saying, eh? Don't think it's far. Don't think it's far. I've had people in J Church who have stopped church. They have just stopped. They said they won't come again. No reason. They just said they will not come again. Yeah. Sometimes we struggle with you. We pray for you. We visit you. We talk to you. We advise you. We talk to you. But you say lie. You have stopped the church. You have made the decision that you have stopped the church. Because we make you sing and we clap for you. You play the piano. Some of you, the day you learn how to play the piano, that's the end of your beginning. No, we don't have years again. Last time I was telling somebody that me, if I understood French, Monton son, Mantasa, Notre Votre Le. Even this one, crap, people are not seeing it up. Monton son. Je m'appelle Vien à la pantalon. Pantalon is what? Trouser. I'm trying. Because my friend teacher, very bad, wicked man. He used to beat us. Avoir, être, and aller. So one day, he came to class. I sit by a girl called Comfort. The girl, she wasn't my friend, but like French. So when the man entered the class, he said, aujourd'hui, then he said, quelque, la date, la table, something, some bassa, something. Then the Comfort girl stood up. Vendredi, le, sanat, or see who can write the today's date, too. And who be brave, in a Comfort, in a preman, in a wakotradi. In a, then he said something, and he was kept saying something, not then Comfort stood up. Yes, oui. Eh, no song. Then the man said, suivant. So as he says suivant, dear. Me, I thought that suivant means it's okay. Tenace. And when I Comfort try, and now papa, you kick him suivant. I'm saying, now suivant, again, no, what tenace. Now suivant, suivant. All that I was saying, my, now suivant, suivant. So now suivant means next. Now, Ojafu, some is mean them. Some is a suivant means that, eh, yeah. Oh! As you see, no, I was on the floor. I don't know what the man did to me. So later, when he left, the Comfort said, ah, Yima, you need that suivant. I said, sister. San, Kaye, can suivant, and I would do who, Chichi, make a cry, no. I will know it's my turn. If I don't even know what to say, cry. If I even stood up, the man will know that I understood suivant. I say, you have made the man beat me, finish, are telling me that, eh, hey, or see suivant here next. Na made, who the French, etre French, made, who? French, you see, betray French. Who the French is teaching us French? Na ene suivant, suivant. French, cry. It's a cobra subject. Amen. Yeah. We taught you how to play drums. Today, you are telling us that you are going to Pentecost. That's your mother church. That's where they baptized you. Somebody have left that is going to Pentecost before. Yeah. They have been paid. Yeah, they have been paid. Do you know how much they should be paying me? If I, like that, when I preach... Hey! No, but you see, if I want, listen. If I want money, I won't do Safe Church. No. Stand up. Sharabasiara. Come this way. Sharabasiara. Move to my left. Satabraba. I hear Abigail. Abigail. Who is Abigail?
My auntie.
Jesus! Now, this girl, she's an iron rod seller. Wait, who? Big woman. Do you see, after I have prophesied that the auntie is an iron rod seller, don't you think that she will bring me offering? I see something. It's how the girls are doing the thing. That's how the prophetic is. So. It's an I didn't prophet anymore. They see this type of boys who follow the prophet. Cash! Work it! I don't know whether they taught them. They know what to say to make the thing work. I can see somebody called Alex. Now, this Alex is coming from UK. And in 6 months, Alex will marry you. And you move to UK. After 6 months, it has happened. Don't you think that she will send me dollars? Want to send me dollars? Oh! Come. Sit down, come. Now I'm doing Safe Church. BEC, if you write BEC, you get 10 ones. Now, she has written BEC finish. She has gotten 10 ones. What can you do? BEC, what are you bringing me 10 ones? What can you give me 10 ones? That's why if I want money, it's not Safe Church. Do you know the bills to bring you here? Like, as you are sitting there, do you know the bills? You know, as your pastors are shouting, they are thinking about how to pay the bus that brought you here. As your pastors are here, they are calculating. The bus drivers are texting them. That's what is happening right now. As you are here, people are texting bus from it. Then, all this. So you see, if you see me driving Range Rover, it is not your offering. How much offering did you give for first service?
CD. Two CDs.
Now, let's do this calculation. Two CDs. This is my member. How much of two CDs do I have to put together to buy a car tie? Range Rover tie. So I'm depending on this girl to buy a car. I'll work for the rest of my life. Pastors like offering. So your headmaster, he like toilet paper. No, your headmaster that has made the school, he like toilet paper. Yeah, sometimes you make us talk plenty. Hallelujah. So we are not here for money. No, you cry. How much? You see, the whole thing is even that by the time you grow up and you start getting money, then you are now being pastored by some big bishop. You don't remember us. No, you don't remember that your K church pastor, every now and then I send offering to my safe pastor. This Christmas I was in her office. As we were talking, I said, I've sent you 1,000 Ghana cedis. She said, I said, yes. You see, right now, like I have a bishop. They said, the bishop is the one. I go, bishop, thank you for prophesying that my wife will give birth to twins. But before my wife will give birth to twins, I was pastored by somebody. Yes. Oh, you don't get it? You get it? Yeah. Anointed. May you receive an anointing that will not make you proud. I said, may you receive an anointing that will not make you proud. Yeah. As you are anointed, you can be proud. You can be proud. Me, I can be proud. You can also be proud. You can be proud. Musicians can be proud, Now, at the point, their walking even changes. Next one. When you are placed on the mountain, you were the anointed cherub who covers, and I set you on. I placed you there, and you were on the holy mountain of God. Everybody say holy mountain. Yeah. The holy mountain is the stage we have given. Do you know the people that come here to preach? Do you know the people who came here to preach, who have stood behind this pulpit to preach? Then I've also come to preach. Suddenly, thank God I made it. You have made it. We ask you to sing here. You connive with the photographer to take you plenty pictures. So if you see me holding the mic, please cut me. You need to change your Facebook status. Yeah. You were placed on the mountain. On the mountain. Everybody's on the mountain. Yeah. When you are placed on the mountain, you see, anytime you are up, one day I heard Bishop Ogo preach, and he said that. He said he was explaining something. He said, when they make you a pastor, it means that you are now coming to learn how to be a pastor. It's like you have been promoted to class 6. You don't know what is in class 6. You are now coming to learn the things in class 6. So it is not time to, those of you who have gone to JHS 1, you see the feeling. Or JHS 3. SS 1. Hey! SS 1 that you are coming home for vacation. Hey! It's not a simple to you. SS 1. You wear your uniform in town. As well as these Wesley girls and Archbishop Potter girls, the Brie girls. Hey! I have some in my church. Hey! Hey, Wesley girls are four. Bro, for no cry. Last Sunday, I said, oh, go around and hug each other. Now, three girls are four. One of them came to me to hug me. I said, hey, foolish girl, you know, I was with you here. Today, I've gone to Wesley girls. You come by, you can't hug me again. They've placed you on the mountain. When you are on the mountain, know that it is easier to fall from a mountain than it's easier to fall from the ground. Ground, they are on the ground already. But when you're on the mountain, you should know that it is easier to fall. Pride can enter you when we make you the leader of the dancing stars. Some of you, if you want to know what is in your heart, we just make you the leader of the choir. Look at how you were shouting at people. Hey, hey, you boy, you look out for Reza. Hey, 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 hey. You insult everybody. And they'll leave the choir. Who have left because of the way you were behaving. Being on top. Another thing that signifies being on top is when you are doing well academically. Hey, the people who chop first, eh? Hey, the pride level is different too. Look, you better learn book. Oh. When we were doing our masters, I had a classmate. When we finished the exams, then you see, we're doing mid-semester. Do you understand mid-semester? Like class test or midterm. Ah, when we finished one day, he said, Ima, what did you write for question 4? And I said, is question 4 not? No, you are wrong. Question 4 is slide 8.
They know the slide where they answer.
When she said that to them, I said, hey. Then she asked another question. I said, she said, that is not the answer. You know, prof told us that that particular answer is on slide 15, the third line. Now, my heart, so then I say, it's okay. Then she kept following me, asking me the next. I said, look, madam, whatever you have written, it's okay. Then I had a girl in the class called Doris. And Doris said, Yima, don't mind this girl. She is not the marking scheme. But it's anytime we write the exams and we come back, when I speak with the girl, I get depressed. So the Doris girl knew that. So the Doris girl came to tell me that. I said, Yima, listen, when we are writing the exams and I stand up, you to stand up. If I send my paper, you to send your paper and let's go home before they all finish so that nobody will ask you questions. Oh, the girl, she helped me. So when we are sitting down, then she sit behind me. When she's done, she's good. Then she hold my shirt, drag it. I follow her, then go and put the paper down. Then we go. So we wrote the papers and then the results were released. Now the results came on our portal. You have to enter and then you check. Then I was there then. Madam, slide 8. The marking scheme, she called and said, hey, Yuma, I hear the results are released. I said, have you checked yours? I've not checked now because there's some feeling. Because like the way the girl has marked my paper already, I know that that is not something that, you see, me too, school, I didn't like this type of first class. So, me too, me nya si kakra. Can be the affirm. I don't have time for plenty learning. I was doing church. I was working. Church, family. I said, no, be see, nana. I'll just move. Sa, A plus. My jama, Eugenia, I'm on number, yeah. So when the results came, we did 6 courses. Then the results came. So, I bought watch. The Monday morning, I said, I'll check my paper. When I bought the watch, then I hear that the results have come. I saw the watch on my table. I said, I have to check my results. So when I check my results, 4 A's, 2 B's. Then I said, Then I called marking scheme. I said, Charlie, what's up? See, there's this confidence that, I said, Charlie, what's up? He said, I know. I said, have you checked your result? He said, there's a problem with my portal. Hey. I said, what's the problem? He said, I'm trying to open, it's not opening. I said, I'll help you. I'll help you to open it. He said, I don't help me. I've got some IT guy who help me. Look, last. The girl had, I think, about 4 B's and 2 C's. And the school I went, when you get one, if D is failed, and to register to write one course, you have to pay about 400 cedis for one paper. Yes. When we went to the second semester, if she's talking, I don't mind. So for Jimmy Friaco, can't worry. Don't can't worry me. I'll write what I can. Yeah. Then I wrote one paper, did that paper. And as I was writing the paper, I know that, this paper, dear, it will eat. But luckily, my professor is, the professor who taught me is one of our pastors, our reverend ministers in UD. I said, how can I fail? I do college. He knows I'm a reverend. I know he's a reverend. When his paper came, I have 55-0. I knew that the man has done something to the thing. Because the instruction to read to answer the thing, I didn't understand. So that's what I was just writing. I'll just look at it. She's one day. Yeah. No, how can you fail your fellow reverend? No, let's put school aside. I'm a reverend minister. The clerical you wear, I wear the same thing. You are coming to give me D. And you, the heaven, you want to go the same heaven that I also want to go. How do this heaven we all want to go? How do we do it? Amen. Yeah. So when you are lifted on the mountain, remember that somebody put you there. Don't be proud. Don't be proud. I'm saying don't be proud. Today you can cook. Don't insult your mother. Your mother has said, and he says, salt has cut. Your mother has cooked, and he says, salt has cut. It is this salt has cut that your father has eaten. He has used to burn you. I come to say it looks you like salt has cut. Your mother has cooked and you are complaining that the soup looks like seawater. Foolish girl. Come and cook and let's see. They'll come and marry you and you go and cook and we see. When you have been set on a holy mountain, that is not the time to be proud. Holy mountain. As we are teaching you quiet time, as we are teaching you how to become a good Christian, we start teaching you how to become even a better wife before you even get married. Yeah. How to be a better. Some of you, where you are here, one day we'll be here and you come and show us some beloved. Help me. Help me. He's called Joseph. A lot of people call him Joe. Help me. Girls, when they fall in love, foolish attitude. I feel it. He's a mechanical engineer. Meanwhile, or a fitter. He's a mechanical engineer. Hey, that's when young girls fall in love. It's serious. Last time I was praying, I heard the spirit say, Joe. Shy. Then you see, as you and this Joe are there, this Joe is a faithful guy, he's there. No, then one day you spoke to your friends about Joe. Then finally Joe has appeared. Then your friends will say, Joe, no, 1 year. Then one of your friends, foolish girl, you laugh. That's the end of the relationship. Joe, last 3 weeks when I called you, you didn't pick. It's over. It's over. I can't stand it again. It's over. It's over. I'm telling you. But you, we train you. We train you. Foolish girl, go back. Go back. Everybody say, go back.
Go back.
Go back. I think here, you misbehave. No, Hey! One day some issue be then somebody called me as we were talking. Then she said something then. So this is like an Episcopal sister. She said something and I said, I don't agree. Then she said, Yima, don't be silly. Then the brain has. I said, oh, yeah, I get it. Next one. Is it the last one? Yeah, last but one. Next one. When you are given special privileges, it can make you become proud. Everybody say special privileges. Yeah. That's why you should be afraid. When you are the only person who can do something, be afraid. I said be afraid. When you are the only one and you know you are the only one, you are the only one who can do this. Or do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are the only one. You are the only person. You should be afraid. Yeah. Some of you are the only one who can sing solo in your church. It makes you proud. Hey. It's like today I won't come to church and they will see something. No, they will see. They will see that the anointed singer hasn't come. Yeah. That's why me, I don't have one person doing something in my church. Plenty of people can do what we are doing. Even when I was pastoring the Tamale church, everybody could play drum, even girls. Obi our drumstick. As you are coming, you bring it. First come, first serve. You come early, no, you sit down. It's not like I'm now coming to beg you. No, I didn't have problem with people who play drum. Yeah. The girl I told you I cut her hair. She could play drum. She could play the organ. She could lead praise and worship. She could sing solo. Yeah. She there. She's everything. Yeah. She's today. She's a TA at Tech. Yeah. The father is a bishop. So it's the father who texted her. He said, thank you very much for barbering my daughter's hair. How? Since then. Her birthday, when she will do party, she will, if I don't come for the birthday, she's not doing the party. I have to arrive. I'm the pastor. Oh no, I'm the pastor. Hey, oh your birthday, I've not come. Some of you, your birthday, you send the things to the school and your teachers will eat it. As we are pastoring you here, your birthday, just a biscuit, how did you baha? You better bump a kakra guswa, you better kakra din. Udi koma, our world, our people, teacher, say, oh, what, madam, no, say, on chema monamon. Sunday, can help me please. Wednesday was my birthday. Can you pray for me? I need prayers. You need prayer. Call madam. No, 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 pray yourself. Hey, I'm high. What chrome how you put worry us in this town? You wear your nice clothes. You be poppy champagne. Imagine 100 people lifting their hands towards you and they are praying for you. Madam will eat this thing and he will cane you on top. Yeah, you tell her, cake now your mother quite him say free madam very honum. And say icing church dear. Hey. Me, I take my members, they are birthday serious. Oh. If you tell me that you are going to do birthday serious, you are serious about the birthday, I'm also serious. Metra clerica. Now when am I going to wear the clerica again? The bishops, they wait for weddings, funerals, engagement. Now me, why wedding America? By the time we are getting married, we have gone there. And see, the only thing I can officiate is the birthday. Let me try. Hey. One day when I was in Tamale, I was there, they said that a certain girl, she's called Kara. She was celebrating the birthday. I said, they said yes. Before I should see her, I saw that some woman was carrying some this thing be with take away plenty. I said, what is that? They said, oh, the birthday, you know, that's the reception. I said, eh. They said, yes. I said, no problem. They should bring a chair here. I officiated the birthday. Hey! Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God, in the face of this congregation, to celebrate with our sister Kara as she celebrates her 14th birthday. And the members were clapping. Because I told them that refreshment is after the program. When they finish, everybody take away. Everybody take away. Now me or soft one, me yeah, then me baby coffee, you know. My feeling. Because the girl, no, the mother is a caterer. Jai. I removed my inside. As I was praying for her car, when I said they should go in order of photography, celebrant with officiating minister. I'm a serious self pastor. When I said they should call the parents, celebrant parents and officiating pastors. My assistant pastor, Selas, she was with me. We cut picture. Friends of the celebrant, siblings of the celebrant, church members of the celebrant, classmates of the celebrant, exclusive pictures, celebrant alone. Oh, where will you get it at? You are wearing your school uniform to celebrate the birthday. Matan. You are anointed. I place you on the mountain. You stroll in significance among the stones. Thou walkest up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Special privileges. Be careful when you are given a special privilege in church. As me, I've seen that what I do in the UD is a special privilege. To pastor children is a special privilege. Oh, seriously, how many people pastor children in our church? How many people pastor children in our church? It's a special privilege. I don't take it lightly at all. If I'm sleeping, you call me and you put the microphone in my hand, I'll preach. Like you've called me and I said, you know, I just look at my days are booked. Please, next year. I'm not booked. I day. Oh, cry day. Like as before I come to my car, I say, write me a letter. Address the letter to my administrator. Hey, sister, you have administrator. Right now, you are a big man. You have administrator. Before we call you to sing, you know, we have to see your manager. There's somebody who manages you. You sing at events. Some of you, very soon, you start singing at parties and funerals. If you don't take care, you'll be dancing at funeral. They'll be sprinkling money on you. Because you say you don't want to dance in the church again. Look at your school graduation. The way you put in energy. When you come to church, you look like a fowl that they've poured water on. Your school graduation. Igwe. Igwe. That your school, every year you dance to Igwe. You come to church. You don't want to do anything. Time is even up. Next one. You can be proud when you are very attractive. Very attractive. Yeah. Ezekiel 28 verse 17. Very attractive. Those of you who are beautiful, be careful. He said, thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy righteousness. You are corrupted. You are corrupted. Your heart inside you is lifted. You now you can see that you are a nice guy. You are just a nice guy. Like this boy who wear glasses. Nice. Stand up. Ah. Fine boy. These are the school prefects. If they are choosing school prefect, if this boy stand and I stand by him, I look like an armed robber. Or?
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Are you a prefect? What class?
Not yet.
What class?
Form 2.
Form 3 is going to be a prefect. Form 1, you forgot your class. The glasses. Very attractive. Look at girls' prefect. Girls' prefect, turn up. Girls' prefect, come. Girls' prefect. Hey, JP, girls' prefect. Or? If this one is standing by this one, she looks like fetish priest. When you are very attractive, be careful. Beautiful girl, nice girl, be careful. Or, Some of you know you are beautiful. You know you are nice. You take advantage of that. Your mother said they shouldn't beat you because your skin. Your skin. They don't beat them. You are allergic to. One day, when we were in secondary school, there was this guy. They said nobody should beat him. He was this sickle cell guy. They said nobody should beat him. Hey, akwano kakwasi asemo. No, they said, look, if you beat him, he collapse right now. So one day, we had a quiz. It was time for entertainment. And they said they would do quiz. They went to see him. We told him that we don't like the quiz, so he should come and end the quiz. But he could curse. He could shut down the whole. If you touch him with K right now, he'll collapse. Foam will come from them. Hey, everybody's afraid to beat him. So we went to see him. Then he said that we should go. He's coming. He said if he comes, the quiz will stop. Hey, they started the quiz. And the quiz was boys and girls. I went to a mid-school and it looks like the boys were losing. So we called him that, Charlie, the thing, he said, oh, you go. He's now baffling. He said he will come. So he came. When we saw him, we were happy. Then they asked a question that, who was the minister? That time, I think they said, who is the minister for chieftaincy and culture? The boys didn't know. The girls too didn't know the answer. Then they said, audience, who knows? Then he lifted his hand. Then they said, he should come. Then he came. He came. We know that. That is the end of the quiz. He came to stand. Then he said, he doesn't know the answer. But he's here to explain why we all don't know the answer. Do you understand? He said that he doesn't know the answer. Contestant don't know. Audience, all of us don't know. But he is here to explain why all of us here don't know the answer. Then the teacher, one of the teachers was angry, said, "You're foolish, why leave them?" Then one teacher said, "No, leave him. Let him explain why they all don't know." They said, "Oh, this school that we have come, when we bring radio, you people say it's unprescribed. When we bring phone, it's unprescribed. How are we going to know chieftaincy, minister for chieftaincy and culture?" That was the end of the quiz. Boys, hey, we carried him. Hey. The quiz ended. If we bring food, unprescribed. If we bring workman, unprescribed. The member BMC, unprescribed. How are we going to know chieftaincy, minister for chieftaincy and culture? Yeah. When you are very attractive, there are people who are attractive. Those people, they are magnetizing. Yeah. That is why the Bible said that this kind goeth not by. Look, this type of fair girls, you cannot easily break up with them. It's by prayer and fasting. Girl, no, no. But what tell you, you have to prayer and fasting. Hey. Attractive. There are people who can talk. Like you can see, recently I was there, then my wife told me that to some guy B that is at our top. The son has died. Then I said, have you gone to visit them? He said, no. If I go, I don't know what to say, so I'm waiting for you to come. He said, if I come here, then he'll follow me. Then we went. So I said, I'm going to see the man. Talk. Then at the moment, she was passing, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. I think we have come, but you are talking too much. It's okay. Let's go home. Yeah, you can talk. It's like, I'm waiting if my husband comes there. When you go, even if I don't talk, he will talk into cover me. You are very attractive, we know you. You can gather people. Some of you are ringleaders. You can gather people. Yeah. Some of you have influence. What we call influence, you have it. You are a small girl, but you can control the whole class. Like this type of last born people, they can control the whole house. My last boy, hey, he can stand in front of the fridge and point. He's pointing serious. He doesn't drink it. There's this sound, as if he's crying, but the tears are not coming. And it's so piercing today. Unless he drinks that thing, none of you have peace. One day my wife said, let's put off the light and go and sleep. We put off the light. He was standing there. We waited 5 minutes. He was still standing there. Let me say, give him to drink. They gave it to me drunk. Are you okay? Said, he went to sleep. They can't come. But the first one said, hey, come on. Then you see that he has moved. But this last one, people. Hey. Irritating sound. So you see, usually those first, second, third bones, they use the last bone. Go and tell daddy that you are hungry. It's not we, oh, you are hungry. Because we can't watch that she's eating and we are not eating. We used to have one girl like that. If you go, they say that, please, they say I should come and say I'm hungry. the boys are saying I should come and say I am hungry. Hey, foolish girl, look how I have spoiled the thing. Attractive, hallelujah. Everybody say attractive. When you are attractive, be careful. Everybody, girl, we can go out for lunch. Our food is ready. Yeah. When we go out for lunch and we come, we are starting with dancing stars. Adenta, are you ready? God no go shame us. Oyibi, are you ready? Agbagba, are you ready? Yeah. You are dancing with dancing stars. You are dancing. How many of you want to see your teachers also dance? Your pastors. Hey. We are going to have pastors dancing competition. Those of you saying that Auntie Yvonne will win. No. It's unto you. Me, I didn't say it. You are saying Pastor Eko is going to win, eh? Ha! Adenta! There's heat in Adenta. You are saying LP Abigail should come and... Are you sure? Are you sure? I beg of me, I didn't say anything. Amen. Yeah. Now, in the second session, I'll be sharing with you a very important topic. Yeah, I feel you are tired already. You are not tired, but you have to go and eat and come. You have to go and eat and come. You have to go and eat and come. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Some of you are very bright, very intelligent. One of the things that can also make you proud is when you are very intelligent. It's like you know book. Book, there, you know book. Instead, when you are second born, you know book, and the first born doesn't know book. It's a serious thing, though. So if you are a first born, hey, you need extra grace. So. First born for. Me, I thank God I'm first and last. Yeah, one and only for my mother. But I have some step brothers. Hey, you are very bright. You know mass. When you speak English, correct grammar. But your elder brother, the hood hill. I doesn't came in there. So your mother doesn't like going out with him because okwa on say hey on country so on person of the country. The English is not English. Hey, some time ago we had a certain guy at church. Hey, one day he came. He said, "Let's pray. The Holy Ghost are here." So I tap him. I said, "Hey, country." Or say no. Close your eyes. Now say, eyes in the door, so it's prayer. Close your eyes. I said, hey, I can't cheat. I said, no. I know the administration. Hey, you can't laugh. As he's killing the grammar, he's also killing the demon. And then they close your eyes. And now the Holy Ghost are here. Hey, Holy Ghost are saints. Now the Holy Ghost are here. So your parents don't like going out with you because you can't bro for now. Hey, is that basa grammar? Get there, you are knocking the thing. Hey, knocking, bro. But you are intelligent. Don't let that intelligence make you proud. It can make you proud. You can be proud. Because number one, you are beautiful. And number two, you are very, very... Dude, there are people who don't learn. No, there are people who don't learn. High IQ. When they sit in class and they teach once, that's it. At the middle, he doesn't have notes. He doesn't copy notes. When it comes to class, he said, do you have 2 pence? He's always begging for 2 pence. He doesn't do exercise. He tops the class. Some of you too, hey, you fetch water and put your leg inside. You drink coffee. Still, the first time they introduced me to coffee, they said, oh, it can make you awake. When the day I drank the tea, the way I slept, Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus and stand to your feet. Lift up your hands and pray for yourself. Tell God to help you not to become a novice. Oh, lift up your hands. Rakuzatabra Kibandabru Karabusia Kabarabando Robosia Ribandebusikete Brusatabra Barakuzikatabra Sikabaya Mikonda Bazebre Kiribusandabra Kabaya. Deliver us from pride.
Yes.
Deliver us from foolishness. Deliver us from anything.
Yes.
Lord, we admit that we are novices.
Yes.
We are beginners.
Yes.
We have just started.
Yes.
We have just been discovered.
Yes.
We've not been there from the beginning. We are unskillful. Father, we know that. We know it. But the sin that comes with it, the sin of pride, deliver us from that sin. Deliver us from that temptation. Deliver us from our hearts being lifted up. May we not become like Lucifer. May we not fall into the condemnation of the devil. Liande bazota karabando liko sikete keta labando rabazata brandabaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Shabasia
sika toraba
sikaya.
Jesus name.
Lende lebroski andalabra.
Father, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sit down. In the second session, I'm going to be preaching about who is not a novice. You will like it. Who is not a novice? Because you see, it's just 2 days. Even tomorrow, crab. So we can't use a day to finish. If you are doing syllabus, we can't use this one to finish it. One day. Even the one day, I started preaching at 11. How much can I see from this book? Amen. So, I'll be preaching about who is not a novice. You like it. Don't go home. Okay? Nobody's house is farther than my house. If I'm supposed to move from here and go home and go and lie on my bed, it will take me 5 hours to get home. My house is very far. Some of your homes are just here. Okay. So, we are going to eat. We are going to have our lunch. Okay. How many minutes are we taking? 30 minutes. How many of you like the 30 minutes? 30 minutes, you'll be able to eat rice and drink water. Or who said no? Why? Are you going to feed your husband? Hey, oh, you before? I'm much more than I'm. 30 minutes is more. You are going to bath. Shy. The food is what? The food is cool. We are not. It's not now that you are going to market. You are here behavior, asset. Do you understand? You are just going to eat. So, It is almost 1:15. So we are going to come back at 1:45. 1:45. When we come back from 1:45, Adenta Dancing Stars. Adenta, do you have Dancing Stars? Adenta Dancing Stars, we are dancing first. Adenta Dancing Stars, 1:45, they'll start playing your sound. If you are not here to sing, to dance, you are off. After that, Agboba, do you have Dancing Stars? Agboba, did you bring Dancing Stars? If you don't have, say, don't do politics. Oh, we don't have. We have rappers. Listen to my testimony, I find new life, I find new joy. How the devil gonna chase you, not to use you anyhow. If you got the power of the risen God, you got the power really put the devil into shame. To do shame. Into shame. Oh, me, I can rap. Sir, I call them classmates. This is how we hold the mic. Listen to my testimony, I find new life, I find new joy. How the devil gonna chase you, not to use you anyhow. If you got the power of the risen God, you got the power really put the devil into shame. Me, if I didn't become a pastor, you ought to be my producer. Oh, I'll be glad. I'll cut album. Alright. So put your hands together and let's welcome LP Abigail.
Wow, have you not been blessed already? Already I can see that you are maturing and becoming great. God bless you. Let's give a shout and a clap offering for Reverend EK. Oh, get up on your feet and jump and make some noise. God bless you, Reverend. What a privilege we have. Amen. So 30 minutes. And please don't drop any takeaway packs around. We are providing trash bags. Make sure your pack, your bottled water, whatever, sachet water, enters a trash bag. Do not leave anything on the compound. If you don't find a trash bag, wait and hold it till you find the trash bag. Okay, is it a good idea? Haven't you been learning about reduce, reuse, recycling and all that at school? Let's practice it in the church. Amen. So 30 minutes and then we'll come back. Amen. See you soon. So go fast. Don't linger around. Go and eat fast and come.
Thank you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.